Hello, my name is Chip Henry. I'm a citrus grower in Apopka. My company is McGuire Groves. I've been growing citrus now for over 40 years.
So everybody knows the biggest gorilla in the room in citrus circles is HLB, but there's another gorilla. What is that?
A bigger gorilla by far than HLB going in the future is slumping market demand for citrus products from Florida and apparently from other producing areas in the United States as well.
And what were some of the figures this year as far as percent acid, degrees, bricks? I think you mentioned quality's gone down. What's going on with that?
Looking at the Florida Citrus Mutual Market News Bulletin, I'm looking at the final issue of Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. The orange season has basically ended, and the degrees, bricks, 11.93, slightly up from last season, 11.47. But still, in my opinion, weak fruit. The Brix needs to be on the average 12.5 near 13 for oranges in order for the product to have good appeal to the consumer as far as the sweetness of the product. And when you combine that with the acid level, this season being 0.69, last season 0.82, you've got a declination of the acid content, which also weakens the constituent properties of the fruit. In other words, what I'm trying to say is fruit with low sugar and low acid is basically orange-flavored water.
So you think the problem with the quality has affected demand?
Absolutely. I have friends who do marketing efforts in the Orlando area through the major supermarkets, and they have been telling me for the last few years that consumers are becoming increasingly dissatisfied with the price increasing and the quality declining of orange juice processed here in Florida.
Where do you think this decline in quality is coming from, and what can be done about it?
No question about it. The evolution of the decline started with HLB attacking the state from south to north. It's finally, you know, taking its toll. We don't have the Cadillac image anymore with the consumer because we're unable to produce the highest quality like we used to have back before HLB. And the remedy to that, in my opinion, is going to have to be the growers taking the initiative to reconstruct their production programs to basically produce less fruit but larger, higher quality fruit with a substantially higher Brix and a matching acid content to give it some fortification when the consumer finally gets his hands on it and starts to drink the product.
And how do you think growers can go about changing production practices to increase quality? Any ideas on that?
I can suggest to you that reducing the amount of chemical fertilizers, particularly nitrogen components, will allow the tree to process microbial activity in the soil a lot better. Reducing chemical fertilizers in the soil will increase beneficial microbial activity, and adding beneficial microbes in the form of a multiple of variety of products that are out there now is certainly going to help the tree root system recover and transmit those better chemicals that's tree-related hormones to the top of the tree to produce better fruit. And this is going to take time, probably 2 or 3 years or more, to get to the point where the quality will come back up to near where it needs to be.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.